I removed myself from that case just prior to becoming Attorney General, so I haven't been involved in all the specifics. But my understanding of that case was two attorney generals ago that they had indicated there were going to be no charges. And so that case has been over for quite some time and really been a function of now how much information comes out and what form. And I think the South Coast Supreme Court spoke on that issue, but recognized that it continues to be in the news media, but I really haven't been involved in it because of the position that I now hold.